RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To the Tuesday, October 28th edition of D'Lo and KC. It's Halloween week, man. Baby.
Yeah, man.
I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside EP.
What are you doing with him?
Indeed.
Real quick, shout out to Kenny. Got the White Sox hat on today. And shout out to Kenny. Had the whitest socks on in the building yesterday after shoes blew up.
That was tough. That was tough. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, true story, man.
After the show, we're wrapping up. I turn around, look at my window, and Kenny's just, yep. Got his socks on, just walking through the building.
It was a pretty tough look.
Bad.
I don't know why it was so funny. Like, we watched this unfold. For 4.5 hours, the explosion the Jordans, and Jonathan had to come in and like vacuum. And but there was something funny about when Kenny walked over to dap me up and say goodbye, and my man is just holding his
socks.
He's just holding his blown up shoes, walking around work in his socks.
I'm trying to say bye to Kenny, and I just can't stop laughing. Now, so all I said was like, "I will talk about it on the show tomorrow." And I dap him up and leave.
Now, like, mind you. It's not like it's not like Friday where no one works here.
Yeah.
No, like the building's full. No, there's
people
sales
are here.
People
are
here,
looking
like,
at me. Like,
Bills, like our sales managers here. There's like our promotions people, the hardworking people who work right outside the studio. They're all here. And Kenny walking around just cradling these goddamn Jordans that look like trash.
What's wrong
now?
With you? What happened to you?
He's talking to Complex and Vanessa at the stage, like, oh yeah, we're gonna do this, this, and that, being all serious with no shoes on.
Hey. I think you said this yesterday. Thank God it didn't happen today.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank God it didn't happen today.
I would absolutely – I just have to leave real quick. I'll be back in an hour. Can you hold it down?
Yeah. I would have had to tell you, bro, go home.
What happened to Kenny? Oh, his shoes blew up. He had to go home.
Is he okay? No, I don't think you understand. His shoe just exploded as he was walking into the building.
Just disintegrated with every step.
Yeah.
With every breath.
It was.
I wasn't even stepping around here and they were disintegrating.
This is like, you know what it was? You know what your shoe was? It's like you questioning how Shohei Ohtani could cramp. Like your shoe.
No, that's baseball.
Bro, your shoe blew up while you were sitting still. Like you're sitting in a studio and your shoe just is disintegrating below your feet. You're not walking.
Yeah.
You're not running. You're not moving. Just every couple of minutes, you're looking down, and I know every time you're looking down, more of that foam is falling out of the bottom of your shoe.
Just progressively getting worse.
Just it and when he was like, man, we're going to have to get a vacuum, and I looked over and saw how much of that foam.
Bruh, there was chunks I just threw away before we even got to the vacuum. That was crazy. Never in my life had that happened before.
What did you tell Jonathan? Like, hey, Jonathan, can I borrow the vacuum? My shoe exploded.
Yeah. He's like, what? I want to come see this. I'm bringing the vacuum over there. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And he got over here. He's like, what the? Joe came in. Joe was like, I've never actually seen this happen.
Drew Down called him the crumble once.
Oh, man. They crumbled yesterday.
The crumble ones is hilarious.
R.I.P. Nah, those some good soldiers, man. The 09 version of the Raging Bulls, man. They did their thing. They did their thing. Now I'm just going to go around the house wearing every shoe. I don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, that's wild. That is wild. Interesting conversation with the insiders. Got a little testy at the end when we referred to players as candy corn and Pop-Tarts and meatballs and Domas being spaghetti. And I was like, so it started with Kyle pulling the elf analogy of, Will Ferrell throwing all of these things onto a plate. And it's like, yeah, individually, those things might be great, but collectively, they're not good. And if you wanted to make an argument that Domas is the spaghetti, like I think you absolutely can. But I thought of a different analogy, and it was slightly less offensive than calling Keon Ellis a Pop-Tart. And I thought about Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is a tremendous actor, and there's no question he's a leading man. None. But when did he win an award? Because he didn't win an award for Top Gun. He didn't win an award for any of those other movies that you know.
Mm-hmm.
He won an award when he turned heel. And what's the one thing a heel desperately needs to be a heel?
A baby face.
And that's where Jamie Foxx comes into play. Jamie Foxx won that award for Tom Cruise. Not that Tom Cruise wasn't great. But if Jamie Foxx wasn't also nominated for Collateral, Tom Cruise wouldn't have won. Tom Cruise was great because in my book, Jamie Foxx was even better. He was flawless in that performance. And Tom Cruise embraced that role just as Jamie embraced his. That's why I asked the question to James at the end of that conversation, is Domas embracing this and is Jamie Foxx on this roster? Because if Domas embraces that role and Zach LaVine can be the Jamie Foxx to that character, then why can't it work? Now, it doesn't mean that he is, meaning Zach LaVine or Domantas Sabonis for that matter. It doesn't mean either one of those are those two roles.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen it. Glimpses. We saw it a little bit last year. We saw it during the preseason. Which I think brings your question back to light. You asked to see Domas only effective if he has the ball in his hands. I'd reframe the question to Domas as, do you feel like you're only effective with the ball in your hands? Because the answer to that question tells the story of the basketball team this year. Because if the answer is yes, sorry, fam, we're in for a long season. A long one, and it's not going to be fun. It's going to be contentious and bitter. But if the answer is no, then you, along with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Dennis Schroeder, you guys have got to figure this out. You guys got to figure out how to maximize the individual skill sets of everyone on the floor to make it a collective success.
Right. I feel like Domas, as good of a passer as he is, I feel like he should morph into this rebounding screen setting finisher. I don't know if the ball should be ran through Domas. Because I was thinking about this the other day about Domas in Jokic. And I remember we'd have the conversations like Domas being like a Jokic light. Like he was putting up these triple doubles and he was doing this stuff. And, you know, it wasn't Jokic because Jokic is like.
Because his numbers aren't triple double, just triple doubles. They're like 40 and 15 and 15.
Monstrosities.
And Domas is doing, which is where the light comes in, 20, 12 and, you eight, know, 9, something. 10, something yeah. like that.
And I was like, man, what? Why does that, what's one of the reasons, at least, that continues to work for Jokic? You can run an offense through Jokic. And the answer for me was pretty clear. It's because he can score from anywhere on the court.
Mm-hmm.
He can score the ball. Mm-hmm. When he has the basketball, he's a threat to score and pass. Like, that's just what it is. And Domas is not. I wonder, I'm anxious to see, you know, what goes on in the early part of the season for Domas. Because part of me feels like his game has regressed a little bit. It feels like it's getting more and more difficult for him to score.
Mm-mm.
The shot, which I thought not last year, I think going into the second year, maybe, had improved. I wanted to see him shoot the ball more. It is nasty right now.
Mm.
This shot is, I will let him shoot a jump shot all game long. I was happy to see him finally make one of those threes at the end or late in that Lakers
mm-hmm,
game.
Because
he hadn't made anything at the start of the season and in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were bad misses. He was hitting the backboard and putting a crack in the backboard. So if he has the ball in his hands, it's purely to be a passer, it feels like. And if he's just a passer, that's not – like, everybody else still has to be – so much better because you've got help because people aren't up on Domas worrying about him scoring.
If you
hand the ball off to Zach LaVine, that guy is there waiting for him to curl that dribble handoff or to jump out and trap hard or whatever the case may be.
To your point, defenders are challenging Domas.
Yeah.
They're backing off like, go ahead, dog.
Yeah.
They are not afraid of him at all.
Mm.
And pull the synergy film up. It's a rough look.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is just a moment in time, if he's trying to get healthy, if he's trying to figure something out, but it feels like, based on the way we used to see him play the first 2.5 years he got here, he feels like he's regressed as an offensive player.
Mm.
Like, he is almost like a non-threat. Mm-hmm. If somebody's not giving him the ball, he can't get anything done. Like, and what I mean that is like setting him up, pick and roll, dump it down to him, let him finish. Like, he's a finisher, but hey, Domas, you got the ball, orchestrate the offense, even if that means you scoring. He can't score for himself, it feels like, right now.
Mm.
And I don't know if I want to run my offense through somebody that is routinely 15 feet away from the basket. So that means I can't spread the floor as much. And is not a threat to score. I'm being dramatic when I say this because Domas is a better passer and he is a better scorer than this guy. I'm just giving like an example for dramatic effect. But it's like if the Knicks decided to run it through Mitchell Robinson,
mm-hmm.
like, why would you do that? So yeah.
That is a little dramatic.
It is.
But I mean, like, Domas is a good passer, but part of what makes him a good passer is the threat of his offense.
Mm-hmm.
The threat of his offense was there 2 years ago,
right.
Or the threat of his offense has been there the last handful of years. It doesn't feel like, and this has nothing to do with Domas' injury, this is the way teams are playing him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like there's a threat of offense at all. And maybe that's how teams are game planning for this team. Like, they're looking at Sacramento going, Domas is not the number one option.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even the number two option. So we've got him down here, at least for the last two games, as potentially the number three option. That might even depend on if Malik is in the game. If there's no threat of a score, there's no threat. Like, you defend differently. You defend differently against someone you're afraid of versus someone you're like, go ahead, dog. Prove it to me.
100%.
Prove it.
And to that point, if I was playing – I said this about Draymond, and Draymond is a great passer, and he's one of the great defenders we've seen in this league. So he's got the passing ability and more to go with, you know, what his shortcomings are. But what do I say when they play the Warriors and you talk about defending Draymond? Let him score 35. Mm-hmm. I want to see mm-hmm. you score 35.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, do it. I don't think you can. And if you do score 35, that means Steph isn't getting the ball as much and all this other stuff. And I think that's the way people look at Sabonis. That's how I would look at it if I was coaching against them. I'd be like, man, score 35.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I don't know if you can at this point, and if you do, that means Zach isn't getting the ball. DeRozan's not getting the ball. They're probably a little bit more disengaged because of that. That'd be best for us. Doesn't mean you're a bad player. It just means I don't know if you can beat us. Your team can beat my team with that style of play, like running things through you and letting you be a shooter.
Let's go Prize Picks here. In 19 games against the Oklahoma City Thunder in his career, Domantas Sabonis has averaged 16.7 points, 12.6 assists, 16.7 points, 12.6 rebounds, 6.8 assists. Let's start 16.7, more or less.
I'll go more tonight.
I'm with you. I'm with you in that regard. Like I think he recognizes that there's some heat on him, and he's gonna he's gonna have a night. 12.6 rebounds.
I'm gonna go less.
No Chet, no J Dub.
I'm gonna go less.
And then 6.8 assists. I assume you're going less. Yeah, I'm going less on that joint too. But those are his career averages. You go back to 2023. 2024, 16, 13, and 10. Like those are his numbers, and his numbers rarely fluctuate in any game that he's in, which is both an amazing thing and it's a frustrating thing. He is reliable in most cases. Domas is really, really, really reliable. But in the case of the Sacramento Kings, you've often asked for a little bit more, not a lot more. You're not asking him to go from 16, 17, 18 points to 36. Right. We've asked him to go to like 22, 24, or at least take a handful more shots per game to see if you can get to that number. Never has happened. And it's not going to happen now, I don't think, because of the way that Zach LaVine is scoring and whether people like it or not, the way that DeMar DeRozan is scoring. Dennis is playing pretty well. I didn't look up his percentages. I feel like he had 17 on 17, but he's distributing the ball pretty well. So Domas is going to have to find a way. Like, if he is not the primary distributor, and he may not be, and I don't think that he is with Dennis Schroeder here now, he has to find a way to continue to be as equally as effective as he has been the last few years. And if that 6.87 assist number has to drop to 3 or 4, that's perfectly fine, but your points per game number can't stay stagnant, and it absolutely cannot be what it's been the last two games. I should say the two games that he's played. It cannot be that. He has to score at a higher clip if he's distributing at a lower one.
Yeah, and he, what we're asking, whether it's him, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, even Dennis Schroeder, this is what the insiders were talking about, and what they're asking is, somebody has to be enthusiastic about taking on a different role.
Mm.
And whoever it is, whoever they deem that to be, has to be enthusiastic and energized about taking on a different role. Some people say Zach LaVine should take on a different role. Some people say DeMar DeRozan should take on a different role than what they're normally
Y'all
used to.
Y'all just
want to
move
career.
DeMar to the bench.
Right.
For like no reason. You, sorry, go
no,
ahead.
No, you're right, though.
Because you want to start Keon Ellis. Like, all right. Like, okay. And I respect that. Mm-hmm. I just don't think Keon Ellis is in any NBA walk of life is a better basketball player than DeMar DeRozan.
No, there's things that he does better, and there's things that DeRozan does better. You know, there's things that Keon does at a really high level. There's things that DeMar does better or as good as anybody who's ever played the game. And that's why he plays more. That's why he gets that opportunity. But some people think it's Domas that should change his game and be enthusiastic about it. I'm not exactly sure what I think. I'm leaning towards Domas right now because, once again, we're going through the same thing that we went through last year, it feels like, where offense was not the issue. He scored 120 points the other night. People, unethical. He scored, DeRozan scored X amount of points. Bro, he scored 120. They let one guy get 51.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they lost. Yeah, acting like they scored 88,
mm-hmm.
and they couldn't keep up. Offense is not this crazy issue.
There were 27 assists in that game, by the way.
Come on now. What was your number? Used to be 28?
Will Z, I think, had it at 28.
Mm.
That was where there was a clear line where the Kings would win games. I always had it at 30, but that's a number 30. I stole that's from right. Steve Kerr. Yeah. Steve Kerr said Steve Kerr said in a scrum one day, if we get to 30 assists, I feel really good about what we did. And I started to watch that number for the Kings after that.
Right. So the offense isn't like the issue, in my opinion. When you talk about guys that need to take a different role, like I said, I haven't decided on what it should be. I'm leaning towards Domas just because you do have the dynamic scores, and you have a guy like Schroeder. And if I say Domas, I still need him to get 15 points a night, get 12 rebounds a night. The assist may go down, but now you're more of a screen setter. Now you're more in the dunker spot, finishing, crashing the offensive rebounds, being a problem in that respect. And if you ask Domas to do something like that, much like DeRozan, LaVine, all this other stuff. Everybody want to talk about, I don't care about how much money they're making. Like they need to fall in line with what needs to do to win games. If you ask Domas to do that, do you believe he will be enthusiastic about that role? I don't know.
The funny thing, I mean, Domas has a style that he plays in, and you can look at Domas's career numbers. They do not fluctuate. They do not fluctuate at all. But if I feel like you could say to Domas, should this be a direction you have to go, is, hey, we got an opportunity for you to score more, potentially a lot more. That's why we brought Dennis here. Truth be told, that's part of the reason Russ is here. Like, we want to put you in a position to be a better scorer. It doesn't mean we can't touch the paint and spray out. It doesn't mean we can't do all of the things we've been doing the last few years. But we think we have an opportunity for you to be a more efficient and more effective, higher volume offensive player. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm too basic. Maybe I'm too basic in thinking if that assist number drops because you have Dennis doing what he's doing primarily in that distributor role, and you bring that number down from 7, 8 to 3 or 4 that you have, maybe it really is just too basic and simplistic to say Domas has more scoring opportunities. But in my head, it feels like he would if he took them. That's always going to be the question with Domantas Sabonis. Will he take them? And with all of that said, I'm with you. I expect him to have a better night than he's had the first two games of the season. I expect him to be more aggressive than he has been the first two nights of the season. And I'm very curious to see what that winds up looking like for Sacramento. Because I think if the game is close, Domas remains aggressive. Mm-hmm. If it's not, I think we've seen this movie before where he'll start to steer away from being aggressive on the offensive end, and we'll see him pass out of the block a lot and not really be aggressive when it's time to go up towards the rim. Mm-hmm. He'll start throwing the ball out. And whether we could argue whether it's a bad play or a good play or whatever, it just seems like if the team is losing, particularly by a lot, he'll pull his offensive game way, way back. Mm. That absolutely sounds like a shot. It's not meant to be. It's just an observation.
Right.
And I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's the cause and what's the effect. I think for the Sacramento Kings' success, Domas has to be really good. Mm-hmm. For their long-term success this season, he has to be really good. And him and LaVine and DeMar and Dennis, they have to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Then when Keegan comes back, you got to find a way to get this all to work together. And then, you know, that includes Russ, Malik, everybody else. But when Keegan gets back, specifically, you have to find a way to make this all work together. Or it's going to be what most people thought this season was going to be.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be fun.
And on the coach's side of it, on even the player side of it, they've got to also look at it as how do we get Domas going?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, if they're going to be anything that they want to be, they're going to need Domantas Sabonis to be highly productive. You can't get where you want to get without him being productive. So if I was on that team, if I was in that locker room, I would be looking at some of these things like, Domas, how we get Domas going, man? Like, you know, if I was Schroeder, hey, Domas, get at the nail. I'm going to get you the ball right there. You go to work. Do what you want to do. I want you to be aggressive looking to score, but if that means a kick out to the corner, that too. But let's get him the ball in situations where he can be effective, where he can be a factor, and be cognizant of that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think a true point guard would do, a true leader would do. They would look at him and say, hey, Domas, where you want the ball at right now? We got to feed you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this a couple times down court. Mm-hmm. And where do you want the ball? What do you want to run that's going to unlock and activate some of your strengths? And it doesn't have to be shooting. If you want to run a two-man game, tell me where you want to run it at. I'll get you the ball so you and Zach or you and DeMar can do that. But let's get him more engaged, because I do feel that Domantas Sabonis is the type of guy that if he doesn't have the ball, he disengages. He's not as effective on the court, and he doesn't impact winning if he doesn't have the ball in his hands. He can't – I don't believe he can be what Mitchell Robinson is, mm-hmm. where they'll never run nothing through him. Mm-hmm. But he's a problem on the glass. Obviously, he's a problem protecting the rim and stuff like that. But they don't have no sets for him. They don't run nothing through him. I don't think Domas is capable of that. I think you got to feed him a little bit. You got to give him his candy to keep him engaged.
All right, we'll come back. I'm also anxious to hear this out of nowhere Mike Brown hate that Kenny has in store for us. And a couple of more numbers from that near 7-hour classic we saw in the World Series last night.
I thought we were done.
Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Good time to mention, Jason Jones will be with us today.
Oh, my God.
As will Trista Crick on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.